Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
It's not that I'm waiting until someday where I can find the pinnacle or the plateau of happiness, but I'm finding it in the climb. I'm finding it in the struggle. I'm discovering that it's in the difficult times that I really have a lot of happiness, even though it takes later on for me to realize it. I'm not much on watching daytime television, unless it's a football game. And so I don't follow the soaps, and I don't follow the games, and I don't even know what all the jazz is that's on during the day. But this past week, I was sort of left to just do that. I plunked myself down in the barber's chair, and he happened to have Donahue on television. And it was either that or a series of shampoo bottles that I would stare at. So Donahue was at least better than that. So I watched a little Donahue. He had on his program a panel of women who had once been married to famous celebrities. Maybe you saw the program. Five or six ladies who were now divorced from men whose names are household words in America. I found it fascinating that several of the ladies responded when they talked about their lives. Once we had it made, the problems really multiplied. The best part of our marriage were the struggling years. Now, these are ladies who have had fans around them all of their married life, or most of their married life. They've had plenty of money, no physical needs that could not be handled monetarily. And they are the ones who say, from the viewpoint of the plateau, looking back down the hill, those were the happiest days of our lives, those simple days, those tough days. A couple of things bubble to the surface when you probe the scriptures for answers about happiness. First, happiness is for today. Joy is available now. It isn't put on hold. It isn't holding you in probation until you earn it. It isn't something that will secretly open up to you when you turn 60. It isn't God's blessing on the older person. Happiness is available now. Now. And let me add, secondly, on the heels of that first statement, happiness is inseparably linked to the person of Jesus Christ, a relationship with Him. Now, I don't know if the Scottish Presbyterians who put together the catechism years ago had counsel with Solomon from Ecclesiastes chapter 11, but they could have. First question, the shorter catechism, what's the chief end of man? The answer to the first question, the chief end of man is to love God and enjoy Him forever. You get that? Not just serve Him. Not just obey Him. Not simply sacrifice for Him. Not just commit yourself to Him. But if you will allow me, laugh through life with Him. Laugh in worship with Him. Smile in His presence, enjoying Him forever. That's our chief end, and it's available now.
Joy in life isn't linked to possessions, money, or circumstances. It's linked to your relationship with God and contentment with the simple things He's given you. Don't wait for your circumstances to change. You can find joy in your life right now by letting go of your bitterness and anger and turning to God alone for contentment. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's Lifetrack messages at lifetrack.ca. Lifetrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding Lifetrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Enjoying Life Now, Not Later, was copyrighted in 1984, and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2015 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.